Parental discretion is advised.
Let me tell you something, boy. Take a good look at this face. And take a good look at this forehead. Yes, you are looking at the superfly. But steel like this, like you holding grain, has to take something like this to put it over this man's head. A steel. Let me tell you something, Don Morocco. Let me tell you something. Nobody on earth that comes around and treat me like this because I am the Superfly.
The name is the Superfly, Jimmy Snooker, and you're looking at the Pain Clinic.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for November 23rd. Just a couple holidays today, folks. It's Eat a Cranberry Day, National Cashew Day, my favorite nut, and National Adoption Day. Real quickly, there's one birthday today. It's happy 39th to Juventud Guerrera in The Rock's famous line, "What the hell's a Juventud?" Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Tomorrow, actually today, from 5:30 to 6:30 at Blue Cross Arena, you can catch WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka signing everything, I guess, before the Rochester Lancers game. And tomorrow at Salvatore's at the garage door, write this down, folks, between 5:30 and 6:30, you can catch our in-studio guest this morning, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, WWE Hall of Famer, signing at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. And after that, you can hang out with us for Survivor Series. That's right, Survivor Series pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the garage door. We'll be there giving stuff away. There'll be drink specials all night. And if you get there early, 5:30 to 6:30, you get to see Jimmy Superfly Snuka. But we'll be there for all the way till the end of the pay-per-view. That's Survivor Series tomorrow at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. And before I just get too far, I got to introduce the cast and crew of the show. First of all, I'm the cash man, Richie Rich. I am here with Danger Boy, the boy who grew up on the show, and he's also manning the tweeter today.
Man, the tweeter, man, the texts, I'm just doing everything.
Oh, you're the text maniac. And to his right, to my radio left, it's DC Dan Cole. He's 30 plus one today. Yesterday he turned 30, and now he's one day past it.
I was just going to say, yesterday's birthdays were so much better. No offense to Hoovie.
Juventud. What's a Juventud? I remember The Rock saying that. And Mark Fantasia is joining us in the studio. Remember, he sings with Midcard, as well as him and Danny go out and jam, and we seen him at Salvatore's a week ago Friday. How you doing, Mark?
Doing excellent. Yourself?
Doing great. We got John Crespi here in the studio. He's screening my calls today, and we got a special guest. I can't forget to introduce our guest. Joining us live in the studio is WWE Hall of Famer. He's going to be at the Lancers match tonight at the Blue Cross Arena as honorary captain, and he's also signing autographs from 5:30 to 6:30. He finishes up in this town of Rochester tomorrow at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road, from 5:30 to 6:30, signing as well. Let's welcome Jimmy Superfly Snuka to the Pain Clinic. Jimmy, thanks so much for the time today.
Brother, thank you very much for having the Superfly flying over here and sitting down in this beautiful radio station. I love it, brother.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. And I got to tell you, folks, I got a handful of tickets to the Lancers game tonight. So anybody who gets through with a question, you're going to get tickets waiting for you at the door tonight. So the number is 222-1280. Or star 1280 if you're a mobile subscriber. If you're outside the Rochester area code and you want to drive to Rochester to meet Jimmy at the Lancers game tonight, it's a 585-222-1280. Everybody who asks a question, you either get two or four tickets, depends how many you need. But try, you know, starting right now, go. So we are honored to have a Hall of Famer in the studio, and your beautiful wife Carol is with us too. Thank you for coming too.
Thank you.
All right. The thing is, you would figure coming to Rochester, you'd want to come like maybe when it's warm. You know, not quite this time of year, though. It could be worse, though. I mean, there's, you know, there's snow coming, supposedly, but hopefully it'll be after you leave. But we're looking forward to seeing you today and tomorrow. Do you have any memories of Rochester? You're going to be in the Blue Cross Arena tonight, a place where I've seen you wrestle when I was in ninth grade. I think I saw you wrestle Don Morocco there. In fact, that's what we started the show with, was a famous promo that you did with Don Morocco and actually Vince McMahon Jr. there. And you were I cut out the part where you're throwing the chairs all over the place. But that, what a great promo that was. Do you have any memories of this area?
Yes, I do, brother. I mean, it's a lot of fun, especially being around Vince McMahon, you know. He's such a character, but, you know, it's really nice to have him as a promoter and a good friend, and, you know, I really love the guy.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, who would have thought back then that this is actually the guy who was running the whole show? You know, we just thought he was the announcer. But, I guess you're the announcer, you can direct where your shows want to go. And he got a spark out of you. And I think that was one of my favorite feuds of yours, was Don Morocco. But I hate to put it aside, but Roddy Piper, I think you and Roddy Piper set the standard for feuds in the business. Yeah, what was it like to work with Roddy? I mean, Roddy, you know, just a ball of energy, you ball of energy. I just can imagine, you know, the thinking in the back when you're setting up him. Okay, Roddy, now you're going to hit me in the head with a coconut, okay? Was Roddy fun to work with? I mean, did you guys know you were like breaking ground when you were doing that?
Brother, we always break ground, you know. I mean, you got to. You just can't be straight all the time. You have to, do the right thing, that what we, you know, have in mind to do for the fans and everything. And, you know, you got to do the right thing so that way it'll get to the fans and make them think about what's going to happen next. So. And you know, that's the whole gimmick there, brother.
I got to tell you, a couple of years ago, we got to go down and visit the Allentown, the arena there. And, you know, we grew up, once we had an independent station here in Rochester, that's when wrestling started coming in. We're talking like 1979, 1980. So we all had these visions of what this Allentown place looked like, you know, and we finally got down there and it's like, well, you know, not to say I was a little disappointed, but it was like, wow, would they have cattle in here when you're not wrestling or something? You know, it was like a big 4-H warehouse or something, you know. But you know what? We had a lot of memories of that locker room in there and, you know, where all the sets were and everything. And it was just a great visit. We have a call from Ryan, who has a question for you. Ryan, you're on with Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Hi, Richie. Jimmy, let me ask you this. What do you think of your daughter in the WWE with being with the TV champion, AJ Lee?
You know what? It sounds like that you love my daughter, don't you?
Yeah, Brian.
Well, she's pretty, Jimmy, and I see
you
have one beautiful daughter.
Oh, thank you, brother. Yeah, she's a good girl. You know, I made sure that they all graduated from, you know, college and all that, and especially my boy Jimmy and, you know, my daughter. Once they graduated from college, then they were ready to go into professional wrestling.
Okay, Jimmy, I'll take you to
our other app
tonight, and can't wait to see you tonight, brother.
Oh, Brian, you take it easy. That was Brian, by the way. Definitely, thank you for the call, 222-1280. Like I said, everybody who gets through and asks a question, you're going to get either two or four tickets to tonight's Lancer game, and we're definitely a huge fan. And I was going to ask you about, did you ever direct your kids away from the business? I mean, did you ever see, I mean, you have a great lineage in it and everything, but it's like, you know the ups and downs of it. Was there anything that you ever said, you know, maybe you don't want to try this?
Definitely, brother. You know, when I started out, my daughter and my son, you know, I made sure that, you know, they know what they're doing, you know. Because it's not an easy thing to go in there and think that you know it all, because you don't, because there's so much stuff and different guys, different characters of the way they wrestle and stuff. So, you know, I made sure that I taught them to, you know, be very careful and take care of yourself.
And it's the road life. That's probably the most difficult thing, you know, being on the road as much as you are. And that's, you know, we have a friend right now who's working for WWE, and we know how that the road life is just probably the hardest thing. You know, I mean, going in the ring, and that's, you know, second nature to you guys. You're so experienced at stuff like that. But, you know, trying to live, you know, 300 days on the road a year, it's just, it's really stressful to the family. And it's, you know, it's one of those things. It's, you know, unless you're a rock star, you're never really going to understand how that is. You know, that's a tough. It's a tough life, and I mean, you're back from the territory days too. I mean, when you know, you would travel all up and down, you know, to the different territories, and you were allowed to work all the different ones too, because I remember seeing you all over the country at times. So you always were working. It was a, you know, it was definitely a difficult life back then. I mean, how did you make it through? That's a question.
Well, brother, you know what? You gotta love what you do. You know. You got to have fun. That's what I'm in the wrestling business for, is to, you know, entertain the crowd and, you know, let them know that, you know, you just don't go in there and wrestle. You go in there and use your brain to, you know, be a good leader in the ring so nobody gets hurt. I don't want to get hurt.
No, definitely not.
And But there's a thing that we always say in the ring, is that when you hit somebody, it means that you potatoed, you know, you potatoed me. So the whole question is, I know, and they know that they're going to get a receipt back, but they don't know when.
I just want to go back. I mean, you were talking about how, you know, in this business, you always have to be breaking new ground. But there's something to be said, too, about just iconic moments. And, of course, everybody knows, you know, the Superfly Splash. We were all sharing stories before you got here of, you know, as kids, how we attempted to do it, whether jumping off our bunk beds or, you know, jumping into a pool. But, I mean, what do you think about it, though? I mean, still to this day, the match in Madison Square Garden, you coming off the cage, I mean, still, that's a top moment for anybody.
Yeah, well, brother, you see, you hit it right on the nose. You know, the Madison Square Garden is the Big Apple. There's no other building like it that, you know. And when I had the match with Don Morocco in the steel cage, you know, my mind was set to do it anyway. Because, you know, the old man, Vince McMahon Sr., he was the greatest man, the greatest promoter that I ever met. What a kind-hearted man, and gave me the opportunity to, you know, being the WWE at the time. And, you know, I loved the man so much. Whatever he wanted, you know, I always take control of what I do when I go in the ring. It's very special. You know, you only got one buddy, your opponent. You know, you got to watch out for him, too, that nobody makes any mistakes, and which it does happen all the time. Somebody come out and, hey, you hit me in the eye. I say, well, that's a receipt coming back next time.
Well, we got to take a break. We got the lines loaded. We're going to cover the phones as soon as we get through this break. But we've got Jimmy Superfly Snuka here. We'll just keep trying. 222-1280, star 1280. Like I said, anybody who gets through, you can get two or four tickets to tonight's Lancers game. I'm the Cash Man from the Pain Clinic, and we're honored to have a WWE Hall of Famer joining us this morning live in the studio. We'll be back after these most important messages. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
At Survivor Series, we will teach the world how to leave a scar. We will turn heroes into victims, and we will leave our venom pulsating in their veins so that they are never able to forget the taste of tragedy.
I'm in a taking mood tonight. I'm going to go out there and take from him. And tonight, Ace and Ace is done. 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 Should have been dead a long time ago. You're welcome. Last 18 months, you guys know I've been looking for my brother Abyss. And after all the trials and tribulations, we've come to tonight, right here, one-on-one, for the first time ever, me, Joseph Park, versus my brother Abyss.
Hi, this is the Monster Abyss from Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Danger Boy, Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia, John Crespi, and our special guest in the studio, WWE Hall of Famer, Jimmy Superfly Snuka. And before I get back to Jimmy real quick, we got a bunch of phone calls lined up. I want to let you know that you can catch Jimmy today between 5:30 and 6:30 at the Rochester Lancers game. He'll be doing an autograph signing. I have a feeling they may bring you out in the field and do some honor with you. They may, because you know what? There's going to be a huge crowd to look there for you tonight. So hopefully that works out that way. And if you don't see him tonight, you'll see him tomorrow at Salvatore's between 5:30 and 6:30. You can catch him. He'll be signing autographs at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road, right before Survivor Series. And we're going to be out there, too. It'll be a lot of fun. Don't forget to check us out today or tomorrow. I'm going to be at both because you get sick of my face after a while, Jimmy. But I want to thank you so much for coming into the studio. Let's go to the Lions because I got them loaded up, and I definitely need to give away a few of these tickets. So we'll start off with the very first line. We've got Mike who has a question for you. Oh, it looks like he hung up. We'll go with number two, Pat, Mr. Pat. Patrick, you have a question for Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Patrick.
Hello?
Hello, is this Patrick?
This is Mike.
Mike, okay, sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. I was just calling. I'm looking forward to seeing Jimmy tonight. I grew up watching him, as a lot of people have, and enjoyed all of his performances, and now my teenage son is a huge wrestling fan, and getting him to know the older guys have been, you know, a lot of fun teaching him about that and watch the old tapes and stuff, but the question I had for Jimmy was, I watched you, and I just wondering how hard is it when you're learning the business to get to the point where you're legendary status like yourself, and how much work goes into doing that, and how long did that take for you to get to that level?
Well, you see, Pat, you know, the whole thing about our profession is not an easy game to play, you know, and you have to go out and train hard. Take care, number one, you know, and make sure that your mind is ready to do it. Just don't think that you just want to go into a ring and, you know, get in there and wrestle. You got to train first, brother. You know, learn all the moves, learn how to fall and everything. Learn how to take the bumps and make sure that your mind is in a level to where it's ready to make a move. When you're ready to make a move, you make sure that your mind is ready at the same time. So when you do split up and do something going running to the ropes and everything, you gotta know what you're doing, brother.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. I look forward to seeing you tonight down at the Lancer game.
I'll be looking forward to meet you wonderful people, brother.
Thanks for calling, Mike. 222-1280, star 12 is the number if you want to get through to Jimmy, ask him a question, and you get free tickets to the Lancers game tonight. And is this Patrick?
No, this is John.
John. Okay, I'm just kind of confused right now here. But, John, what's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Doing good. Do you have a question for Jimmy?
Yeah, it's a two-question thing. First, who was your favorite wrestler you tag team with?
All right. You know, there's some way back and some even, you know, today, but back in the old school days, brother, you know, there's all kind of tag teams that I've been up, you know, with and tag team against other people, you know, other wrestlers. And, you know, it's quite a few. It gets to the point where you get to forget sometime when your memory's not thinking right. But, you know, I love it. Whoever I tag team up with and everybody, I really enjoy it. You know, it's a good education for our business, and I love it, brother.
Right, and my other question is, who came up with the idea of using a coconut against your head?
Excuse me, I think I'm getting a headache right now.
Flashback, painful memories.
Yeah, well, the only coconut I remember that I got hit with is Roddy Piper, so... You know, that would already been settled once, so, you know.
Didn't he use a pineapple on you?
Did he use the what?
A pineapple?
Pineapple, yeah.
Yeah, he used the pineapple, but the pineapple is not a coconut, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Mark, you had a great question, maybe a good follow-up here to what he was saying. You know, being his second, you know, you're talking about his times in the WWE.
Yeah, you know what? One of my favorite things was your second run in the WWE or WWF at that time, and you were in WrestleMania 7 against The Undertaker, which was, you were his first victim of the streak. And, you know, did you see something big in The Undertaker at that point that he was going to be larger than what he is nowadays?
Definitely, brother. I mean, he's really a beautiful, nice man, you know, and a very educated guy. And when you see people like that, brother, you know, you can't be jealous of them, you know, and things like that. We are there to help each other, you know, to understand that why is this guy is getting pushed like this, you know. And, you know, that's where then your mind got to, you know, think and say, wow, we got a good brother here, you know. Let's take care of him and let's do the right thing, you know. I mean, to me, there's no glory, brother. I'm there to do the right thing for everybody. I guess I was one of the older guys around, so, you know, they always come up to me and ask a lot of questions, and I try to answer it for them.
Excellent.
Now, I mean, you just wrestled all across the country. You've wrestled in every type of venue possible. I mean, from smaller shows to, I know, me and Mark were in attendance down in Houston for WrestleMania 25 when, you know, you joined some other legends in the ring. Do you have a preference? I mean, I know some guys love the huge crowds with, you know, 70, 80,000 people, but then there's certain wrestlers who like a more intimate show with, you know, a couple hundred. Did you have a preference when you wrestled, or was it just, you didn't matter? As long as there was a crowd, as long as there was someone there for you, it didn't matter for you.
Oh, yeah, brother. There's a lot of places like independent shows, a lot of them around the world. I mean, there's some of them you'll see, maybe there'll be like 10 people, you know, maybe more. But it builds up, you know, it builds up, and it don't matter how you look at it. Maybe it could be one guy sitting down there. Brother, when you're in that ring, go. Go for it, you know, and let him have a good time, or the fans, whoever there. That's what I like to do. I like them to come in there and have a good time, you know, and try to educate themselves to it on what we're doing. We're just not in there to wrestle. We're in there to educate each other the right way to do things. How you lock up, how you get the headlock, how you get the legs, the arms, and everything. It has to be right, because you make one wrong move, brother, and it'll be done.
Yeah.
You can't get hurt.
With that being said, is there a person that you love to work with more than anyone because you guys just clicked every time? Was there anyone that was just, no matter what, when you guys went in, just every time, never any mistakes, it was just every time it was perfect?
Oh, yeah, it was mostly all the guys, brother, you know.
Don Morocco.
Yes, he's the bra, you know what I mean?
Don Morocco is great.
Yeah, we grew up together in Hawaii. We used to live down there in Sunset Beach, Hawaii, where we always surf all the time, and that's how we met, and we would start doing some wrestling in Hawaii when they used to have wrestling there, professional wrestling. And from there, then, you know, we moved up this way, and, you know, that's how we started out, brothers.
Yeah, it reminds me of what I thought. You were with the WWF at the time when Vince went and bought out all the territory. I brought in the big guys. What was that like being in the company when all of a sudden he said, by the way, this is Hulk Hogan, you know, pleased to meet you, this is Roddy Piper. He brought all those people in at the same time. Was it like, you know, just blow your top of your head off that you were so excited about what was going on?
Oh, I loved it, brother.
Yeah.
I loved it because, you know, they bring in all these guys, most of them, you know, never wrestled before. You know, they said they've been in schools and stuff, and I'll go, okay, we'll find out when we get in that ring then.
Sure.
So, yeah, brother, it's great. I love it. Every time you get a newcomer, you know, we always try to help them out, even though they said they wrestled and everything. So I always tell him, I said, not like this one, bro.
No, one's
different.
You were the biggest star in the WWF when they brought Hulk Hogan in. I mean, and then, you know, so that had to be like, you know, he had, you know, there was probably a lot of respect between you two when he came in, you know, just because you were the draw for the company for such a long time, you know, and that had to be something, you know, kind of spectacular to be. I mean, just because you look back now at it, it's like, what a time that was, you know, when you know, that's before the first WrestleMania, and, you know, all the, you know, and we went from regional to national. It was just a change in the business totally from what you were used to, too, you know, being a territories into, like, having pretty much all the territories dwindle down to virtually nothing, you know, but less places to work, I guess, too, you know, but that had, you know, and that, I'm sure, I know that's in your book, too, which we didn't even mention yet, but you did put out a book this past year. It's called Superfly, the Jimmy Snuka Story. How's that doing?
You know what, brother? It's all in there.
It's all in there.
It's all in there, brother.
It's very cool. We got to take a call. We got Dolores. She's been hanging on a long time. Dolores, you are on with Jimmy Superfly Snuka, WWE Hall of Famer.
Hi.
You have a question?
Yes, I do. I love the way you wrestle. And I wanted to ask you, is your son going to wrestle? And I have a granddaughter, Janice Agnew. She would just love to wrestle. She loves you.
Very cool. You meet Jimmy tonight, then, and bring your granddaughter with you. She can meet Jimmy. Okay, Dolores?
All right.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dolores. She'll be there tonight. She got tickets because she called in. 222-1280, star 1280.
Nice.
We got, let's see, is this Brianna? Brianna has got a question for WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Snuka. Go ahead, Brianna.
I have a question and a comment. Comment, as watching wrestling and being a fan, I like watching Jimmy Snuka's daughter. And then my question is, do you know when Sheamus is coming back?
Sheamus, I would suspect Sheamus will be back during the at the Royal Rumble this year. He's out doing press right now, so he's probably ready to come back. Look for him at the Royal Rumble. Thank you for calling, Brianna, and we'll see you tonight at the game, okay?
All right.
All right, and Tamina, man, everyone loves Tamina. I mean, she just did a movie, didn't she, with The Rock? Wasn't she in the movie with The Rock?
Yes.
It hasn't come out yet, but it's going to come out, right?
It should be out there pretty quick. Go ahead, talking about.
Yeah, you can tell us.
She's in Hercules.
Hercules, that's right. Yeah. The movie that The Rock actually left after WrestleMania to go film. Actually, he got hurt during WrestleMania, and it took a few weeks off before he could go do it. But very cool. I know she just showed up recently. She's like AJ's. They compare her to when Shawn Michaels had Diesel as his bodyguard. AJ's bodyguard's Tamina. And we get to see her a lot on TV, which is great. I mean, and she'll be on the pay-per-view tomorrow night, too. She'll be at Survivor Series. So that's got to make you proud. I mean, that's, that she's doing so well in this business.
I love it, brother.
She's,
I love it.
She's beautiful, beautiful woman.
I can just imagine sitting there watching her come off the top rope and be like, yeah, I taught her that.
All right. Keep calling, folks. 222-1280, star 1280. We got another break. We got Jimmy Superfly Snuka for the whole hour in the studio, so you got plenty of time to get a question in. We will be back after these most important messages. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Survivor Series is done. I will hold this and say loud, proud, and clear, the champ is here.
Hey, Mark Fantasia, John Crespi, and a special in-studio guest, WWE Hall of Famer. This is a first for us. We've never had a Hall of Famer in the studio. And so it's so very, very cool. WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Snuka, who's going to be at the Lancer game tonight. Rochester Lancers at the Blue Cross Arena. Fans can meet Snuka with a Lancer ticket at the game between 5:30 and 6:30. And kids under 12 are always free to Lancer games, by the way. So if you win tickets here and you have kids under 12, they come with you for free. But joining us in the studio once again is the WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka and his lovely wife Carol. Thank you so much for the time once again, guys. This is like a flashback for me because I remember you were like the number one guy in the company when I was when I first became a fan, and and it's the second time I've met you, and you don't remember the first time, but neither do I really. It was 15 years ago when we first started doing this show, but it was just so very, very cool. We got a bunch of people on the line with questions for you. Let's start with Joey. Joey, you have a question for Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
Hey, Jimmy, brother. How are you?
Very good, Joey. How you doing, bro?
I'm all right, my man. Hey, huge fan, always tons of respect, and saw you in the mid-70s at the Comac Arena on Long Island. I don't know if you remember it. Little arena, midway in Suffolk County. Sat about 3,000, but Andre was there. You were there. Albano with a great card. Always loved you and just wanted to show some love, baby.
Oh, thank you very much, brother. I appreciate that.
Thanks for
coming. Let me throw one more thing. It's great to hear you speak about how you treat the guys coming up and work with everyone in the ring, and no ego is bigger than any other. just pleasant to hear that said. It's a great business, and we need more guys like you. Thanks, Jimmy.
Well, thank you very much, brother, and God bless.
All right, we've got Pete online. Pete, do you have a question for Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
I sure do. How are you guys doing this morning?
We are doing great. How are you doing?
Great. Hey, I met you at Frontier Field this year with my daughter, and we had a great time meeting you. Just kind of curious, what was it like wrestling The Undertaker?
You know what, brother? It was a good experience because, that's the first time we ever wrestled and never wrestle again. So, to me, I always take the advantage of who I'm wrestling with, to let them know what it feels like to be in the ring together and, to communicate and do the right thing. So, it was a great pleasure for me to do that for The Undertaker, and there's no glory here. It's just about business and doing the right thing to go forward.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on your career, and best wishes to you.
Thank you very much, brother, and God bless you and your family.
Thanks for calling, brother. Okay, we got Baldy on the line. Baldy, you have a question for Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Snuka. It's a pleasure to speak with you this morning. Hopefully it's not too smelly in that studio for you.
Not yet.
What's that supposed to be?
I don't got dandruff, bro.
I showered this morning.
But when I look back at Jimmy Snuka's career, the line that I steal it from Charles Dickens, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Man, the best of times, I just think back, beating up on the beach bum, it makes me want to go to my brother's house, push his son and daughter out of the way, and give him a big headbutt for old time's sake.
Thank you.
I want to talk about Hulk Hogan. Besides, you stole your lying brother. I don't know if you get royalties for that. You should. The biggest disappointment probably in my entire wrestling life viewing it was that you two never hooked up. I would have loved to see you do the turn similar to what Orndorff did, go back to maybe a Savage type of deal. You guys could have headlined WrestleMania, I'm sure. The answer to that could be, found in your demons, possibly. I don't know if you could take time to talk about whether there ever was a run in mind for you two to go at it, because obviously that would have been gangbusters. And now before you let me go, Rich, I'd like to tell you my favorite place to do the Superfly. Between my girlfriend's legs, baby.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Baldy, for that introspective image you brought to our
There's head. Always one.
Yeah. So was there ever a Hulk Hogan, Jimmy Superfly Snuka set up for the company for WWE? Was that ever going to happen?
You know what, brother? I really wanted to. He was my tag team partner, a few times. And to be very honest, Vince really wanted me to wrestle against him and stuff like that, but it didn't work out. So.
Well, remember WrestleMania 1, you were in their corner, though you should have been in the match some way or another. You were in the corner, and, that was it. That was the biggest one of all, and everyone was always wondering why didn't they move you into the match at least? And it's like, you had some great rivalries with Bob Orton there too, and you never know. It's one of those things where you look back, but you know what? You had such a historic career, even before that point. You always can say what ifs and what ands, but you never, what it's where it is now. We've got Andrew with a question. You there, Andrew?
Rich, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's Andrew the Authority Joseph. What's up, buddy?
Hey, well, just remember, Rich, no matter what Paul and Stephanie Levesque say, there's only one authority in wrestling, and you guys know who that is.
Yeah, respect your authority, damn it.
That's right. But I got to say, I've been to so many events at the Blue Cross Arena, from basketball to indoor soccer to concerts. The loudest I ever heard that building, God's honest truth, is when this gentleman, Jimmy Snuka, teamed with the late Chief J. Strongbow against Lou Albano and Ray the Crippler Stevens. You could literally not hear yourself think when they came out. The place just exploded just after Jimmy became a good guy. So, Jimmy, I just want to say thank you for all you've done for wrestling, because you're a true, true class act, and we all love you. My question, though, is I go back to the late 70s with you. It was the first time I ever saw you wrestle. You were feuding with Ric Flair over the U.S. title in the Mid-Atlantic area, which was shown up here on television out of Buffalo. So tell us what it was like to wrestle against Ric Flair.
You know what, brother? He was a young comer. When I was in Minneapolis, St. Paul, I went to the school, and there was Ric Flair there with Ricky Steamboat and, you know, the Killer Bees. They were all in the wrestling school there for Vern Gagne. And that's how I got to meet them all when I went to, you know, Minneapolis. Me and Don was up that way, and that's how I got to meet all these guys, brother.
Well, it was a tremendous feud. I remember you stole Ric Flair's robe and wore it to the ring, and he, Rick was the biggest good guy in the company, and it was like a year-long feud. You guys swapped the U.S. title back and forth, and it was just great stuff. And that's when Buddy Rogers was your manager in the Mid-Atlantic area. So, again, Jimmy, thank you for all you've done, and we love you.
Well, thank you very much, brother, for all them good thoughts, and hopefully you'll see me again back in there.
Hey, Andrew, we'll see you tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, brother, we'll see you there. We're definitely going to be there. So we'll take it easy, bro. Very cool. You know, Andrew was a host on the show for many, many years, and he was the old school. We'll call him the old school Andrew. The old school, he knew, you know, and we all know the old school, but he's got a mind like a trap. He remembers details unbelievable. Let's see, we've got, I lost my paper. Is this Scott? Yes,
yeah.
Scott, you're on with Jimmy Snuka. Sorry, I actually got a phone screener for the first time in like a year, so it's amazing. You know, I'm having a great time. But what do you have to ask the Hall of Famer Jimmy Snuka?
Outside of your daughter, what current wrestler you enjoy to watch the most?
You know what, brother? I love to watch the wrestling period. You know, because when I started in it, I never ever let it go from my mind because I love it so much. And like when I always get the opportunity to go and wrestle, brother, I'll turn it on for you. You don't have to turn it on for me.
Awesome. Of course, you'd like to see your son still involved.
Oh, yes, you know, yes, sir. I sure do.
Yeah, we loved what he was doing down in Ohio Valley Wrestling, and then he got called up and just his time weeded out there, I guess, petered out. But, you know, maybe he'll come back. You know, I'm not sure how he left WWE, but I'm sure we'd love to see him again. Maybe have him and his sister do something, you know?
That could be very possible, brother.
Cool. You know, you're always throwing ideas around. Thanks for calling, Scott. We'll see you there tonight. We got Dave. Dave, you have a question for Superfly Jimmy Snuka?
Yeah. First of all, I got two questions. Everybody knows that for him to reform the Superfly, they had to do somebody had to catch him well. I remember Chris Jericho saying on your show that he was always a good catcher of such splashes. But who was the best catcher, if there was one, and who was the worst? Who maybe, you know, toss some dirt about who might have screwed it up more often than not. And you know, it's great to like think back of all the Superfly memories we have, but there's no highly polished WWE Superfly Snuka DVD.
Yeah,
is that coming?
I was thinking of that, too, before we came up here. It's like, when are we going to get a retrospective of your career? They own all that footage now from the other companies and everything.
You know, brother, that's a very good answer. You know, I mean, the question and everything, it's... you know, the way I look at it is when something is ready to happen, and if it's right, then you're going to have to make it happen.
Very cool. I would say next time they call you in to show up on Raw, you know, next time they call you to show up on Raw, say, hey, well, we're going to put that Jimmy Superfly Snuka retrospective out. You know, I mean, you're in so many other ones. You're in Survivor Series retrospect. You're in the WrestleMania. You know, why don't we just have one strictly of your matches? Your matches were by far most exciting ones. If you old school style, too. You know, this is what drew me into the, you know, being a fan is watching you wrestle, so.
Hey, well, they are talking about doing one.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, being here with us is good luck, because a couple weeks ago, Big Show was complaining that he didn't have new merchandise. He had a conversation with us. Boom. New Big Show merchandise.
That's right.
So. We'll make it happen.
Hey, Dave, what was your other question? You're asking who's the worst one to catch him? Well, I mean, most of the time when you take the Superfly, your opponent's laying on the ground, so.
You know, brother, they're talking about catching, you know. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Because once the Superfly leaves the turnbuckle, brother, you better be ready.
Dave, thanks for calling, buddy. All right, we got another break here. We got some just enough time for a few more questions. So if you want to give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. This has been great, and a great hour. I'd love to do this all day. We'll be back with Jimmy, WWE Hall of Famer, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, right after these messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Hello, this is Mankind of the World Wrestling Federation, hanging out with my good friends. What the hell are your names? Richie Rich, the Authority, and Dude Love. And you're listening to Hot Talk, 1280 WHTK, The Pain Clinic. It's a pro wrestling talk show. Damn it.
Oops. We're not Hot Talk anymore. We're Sports Radio 1280. That was Mankind. It shows you how long ago that was. Mick Foley. He's going to be coming to town, folks, in the beginning of January. Tickets are going to go on sale. He's doing his comedy show at the Comedy Club in Webster. He's going to be doing two nights here in Rochester. We're going to have him on to promote the on-sale date coming up December 8th. But, Jimmy, we were in the studio here with Jimmy Snuka. He's going to be at the Rochester Lancers game. He's going to be the honorary captain tonight. He's also doing autograph signing between 5:30 and 6:30. He'll be at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road, tomorrow between 5:30 and 6:30 doing signings before the Survivor Series pay-per-view, in which we'll get to see his beautiful daughter wrestling on. But Jimmy's in the studio with us. Jimmy, what was it like to have Mick Foley induct you into the WWE Hall of Fame? I mean, was that, you know, Mick Foley's one of the guys that saw you, no? I mean, he's one of the guys that saw you in that match, that the famous match where Tommy Dreamer, Mick Foley, Bully Ray, who else? There's another one. What's his name? Woo 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 Guy. Woo Woo Woo. You know, what's his name in WWE, you know?
Ryder?
Yeah, Zack Ryder. They all were there for that match to see you do the jump on Don Morocco. And it's a Mick Foley. He got to, you know, he always has mentioned that, you know, that inspired him to become a wrestler. Is that, did I feel good inside that these guys were all, like, you know, inspired by one moment in your career, which, you know, will live forever in infamy with that video of it, you know?
Brother, when I knew that I was going to wrestle in the Madison Square Garden with Don Morocco in the cage match, that was the ultimate of everything, brother, as far as my career and Don Morocco's career. You know, that you could never duplicate that. A cage match is one thing, and especially in the Garden. Brother, I look forward to that. Don Morocco did.
I'm sorry, it was Don Morocco who inducted you into, not Mick Foley. Mick Foley did talk about it during his induction, but yeah. Don Morocco, he's one of my favorites, too. I mean, he was one of my, because he always put on a great match with everybody he wrestled. You know, I mean, it was a different world back then with the old school stalling and stuff he used to do. And, you know, just the way he would, I mean, you don't see guys work like you guys anymore. You don't see people get into, like, you know, slowing the match down by going after the crowd in the middle of a match and stuff.
Right.
And Don was great at doing that, especially when I remember the echoes of Beach Bum, you know. It's like, I don't know why I thought Mick Foley inducted you. I think it's because he talked about you when he was inducted himself
right.
Not too long ago. But, you know, you are such an influence on so many guys in this business now today, and it's like, they give you like this great greeting when you meet them backstage. Like when you went and did Raw not too long ago, you did, you know, I'm sure that they all mug you and come up and you.
Yeah, they do, brother. Yeah,
very cool.
They do, and I love it, and I love them too, bro.
Very cool. We got Paul with a question for you. Paul, you're on with WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Rich, thanks for taking my call. I'm up here in Boston listening to you online, and hey, it's kind of fun being on this internet stuff, listening to Rochester. Hello there, Jimmy.
Well, thank you for pulling.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, well, that's where the Survivor Series is tonight, Paul, or tomorrow night. That's where the pay-per-view is going to be from.
I know, and I'm flying back to Rochester in the morning to listen to the Patriots and the Bronco game, too. So I'm going to miss out on that.
So do you have a question?
I certainly do, because my family, we grew up with Jimmy Fly Snuka on that TV. We used to go back and forth to Buffalo and Rochester because I grew up in Albion, not too far where D.C. grew up. And, hey, Jimmy Fly, do you remember appearing underneath the Peace Bridge Arena?
You know what, brother? Say that again.
Do you remember appearing underneath there was arena? Sometimes they have wrestling matches there, same company. underneath the it's kind of underneath the Peace Bridge there in Buffalo.
Oh, you mean the was that the Buffalo? It was the I know what you're talking about too. It's that.
I can't remember the name. They changed it so many times.
Yeah, it was the auditorium. It was the or no, it was the Niagara. You're talking about.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're talking in Buffalo? That was. You know, I'm trying to remember what it is. I'm thinking Niagara Falls myself, but yeah, that
was Niagara Falls, right in Buffalo, there by the Peace Bridge. And oh God, I could take you there if I had a car. It's like a jump a hop from the Peace Bridge.
Yeah, Jimmy wrestled like so many different places around. I mean, it's got to be like a blur to all the places you've been to. There's had to have been one special one. I mean, that you've been to. Have you any arenas that really stand out in your mind that were really? You know, I mean, like a lot of people say the Cobbs Coliseum up in Hamilton because there's like wrestling memorabilia all over the locker rooms and stuff. Is there any place that you remember particular, like being one of your favorite places to wrestle in?
You know, brother, that's very interesting because there's a lot of, there's big arenas, there's small arenas. And you know what? The matter is to me is that I love it all. I love to be there and wrestle in these places, even if it's a big arena or small arena. I'll make sure that the people, the fans, will go home happy, brother.
Very cool. And then I'm sure they will tonight when you return to the Blue Cross Arena back when you used to wrestle, and it was the Rochester War Memorial back then. We've got Chris on the line with a question. Chris, you have a question for WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
Yeah, Jimmy, wanted to ask about what you thought about the unfortunate passing this week of Maurice Bishan.
You know what, brother? Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, he was, him and his brother was, you know, very grateful guys. You know, I have to, you know, team up with several guys and wrestle against them. And, you know, it's such a classic. It's a classic. And why I'm saying this is because these guys, they've been in this business before I did. And to be around these guys, brother, you learn so much, and you learn why the wrestling is, call it wrestling. And, you know, they have the brain because, you know, when I came in, then I learned from them. I learned from all the, you know, all these old timers, and I always took the time. They took the time to even, you know, sit me down and talk to me and, especially when I'm going to go out there and wrestle against the old-timers. And they sit you down, communicate with you, and have fun with you. And here we go, brother. When you get in that ring, there's no nervous. Everything is done right.
Awesome. Yeah, that's the old school that led up to you coming in. And then you're like, you did the honors to the younger people nowadays. So it's a... I think that's a wonderful, you know, attitude. So many times you read in these books other people put out about some of the mean things people would do, like pranks and stuff. And but not everybody seems to be open to letting someone come in, you know, because it's your job you're protecting too. But, you know, and I can understand that a little bit, but there's definitely some hazing going on in this business. We got Josh with a question for WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Snuka. Josh, you there, buddy?
Yeah, thanks for letting me sneak in before the bell here. Andrew the Authority mentioned Rated Crippler Stevens, a guy who I feel has kind of been brushed aside in the history of wrestling. It was definitely the most traumatic experience as a child, seeing Jimmy nearly get his neck broken on the exposed concrete with the pile driver. I don't know how much really you remember of that feud. It was kind of brief. If you'd like to talk about Ray Stevens, if you can, and I guess I'll let you go.
Thanks for calling, Josh. Ray?
You know, brother, Ray Stevens was one of the kind of guys that was, they call him the turnbuckle, you know. And the turnbuckles mean every time you throw him into that turnbuckle, he bounces right off of it and you don't know what he's going to do next. But, yes, he was a great man. He was my tag team partner. Once, you know, I can't really remember how many guys I tag team up with him, but Ray Stevens, he was a classic. And, you know, God bless his brother. And, you know, I love him very much. And, you know, you learn something from each and one of these, you know, great, talented guys in the, you know, the business, brother. And I love it. And I just got to keep on sharing these things with you wonderful people in this world.
That's awesome. We got Chris with a question for you. Chris, you're on with WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Snuka.
Thanks, guys, for taking my call. I appreciate it. It was an honor to talk to a legend like you, Jimmy. I appreciate you taking my question. One of my big fondest memories of you was jumping off of Andre the Giant's shoulders. I thought that was the most awesome thing ever.
Yeah, that that don't happen too often, brother. Because there came a time that we were wrestling against the Wild Samoans, and you know, and I turn around, I look at Andre, I said, brother, I said, you mind if when we go in the ring and I happen to do the splash, can I climb on your shoulders and dive off your shoulders? You know, I was thinking about something different every time, you know, and Andre go, yes, boss, yes, you can do it.
Very cool.
So, you know, that was a great moment. I actually just got done watching that on YouTube again because, you know, that was one of my favorite moments.
Well, thank you for calling, brother.
Thank you, guys. Much.
All right. We'll take one more call because the hour is running out. We have, looks like Will. Will, you are on with Jimmy Superfly Snuka, the WWE Hall of Famer. You have a question?
Yeah, thanks. It's an honor to be on with you, Jimmy. I was wondering, you know, your daughter, Tamina Snuka is your daughter, right?
Okay. That's correct.
All right, just clarification purposes. How do you feel about the way that she gets used now now in professional wrestling, where she's getting more of a highlighted role, but it's more of a villainous character? I was curious how you felt about that.
You know what, brother? The way I feel right now, I think you're in love with her too, don't you?
I think we all are.
Yeah, I love it,
no
brother.
No comment.
I love it, brother. I really, I'm very proud of her. You know, and what she's doing, and we always talk on the phone, you know, every time she's ready to go wrestle, she wants to know what is next, and I said, sister, you got it all down, so go for it.
All right. Well, thank you for all the callers today. We are at the end of the hour. Thank you, Jimmy, for honoring us by coming in the studio with us, WWE Hall of Famer. Tonight, you can catch him at the Lancers game. If you want tickets, you will see you there. The Lancers game, he'll be there between 5:30 and 6:00. As the honorary captain, and I have a feeling they might use him out in the field too. We'll just see what happens. But he'll be, and tomorrow he'll be at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. We'll be there with him there too, between 5:30 and 6:00, signing autographs, and it'll be our warm up for Survivor Series. Come join us for that. Thank you so much, sir. It was an honor to have you in here, and we appreciate it so much. And we're looking forward to seeing you tonight too.
Well, thank you, brother. Well, you see, bro, I used to play rugby.
Okay.
I used to play soccer. You know, so, you know, I look forward to those kind of things because that's what I used to play.
Very cool. Very good. Thank you, Jimmy. We'll see you folks next week. We'll see you at Survivor.